Okay, good evening everybody. As I just said prior to Shir, we are 30 days before Pesach, and because of Avos Chesed, some of the things we probably have to stop in the middle. Plus, there's never enough time to prepare for Pesach, both the halachas and the hashkafas. So I thought it was appropriate to spend the next 2 to 3 weeks doing some pieces on Pesach, that we should be ready for the Geula, hopefully for Klal Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem, this Pesach. It's still not too late. We can even offer the Korban Pesach, but Tahara. Time's running out, so let's hopefully have it to the Karav that we can, you know, do the Parah Aduma, you know, coming up. But certainly we should have a personal Geula, and we should all shtay, we should all grow from the great day of Pesach. So I'm going to start with tonight a piece on mitzvah sibur yetzisus, the mitzvah of the telling over of yetzisus mitzvah. So the night of Pesach, we have two mitzvahs in the Torah. We have matzah, it's mitzvah deraisa. We have sibur yetzisus mitzvah, telling over the story of Pesach, is deraisa biblical. Those are the two biblical mitzvahs. We have many, many rabbinic mitzvahs. The night's filled with like halal is rabbinic, dalakaisis is rabbinic, midrabanan. Maror, Midrabban, all kinds of Minhagim. But Minna Torah, there's Matzah and having telling over the Torah Mitzvah. And therefore, we're going to do that Mitzvah of Sibur Yetzisus Mitzrayim tonight. Says in Siva Shalom, as we say at the Haggadah, Vafilu, Kulanu Chachamim, even if we would all be the genius of the generation, the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah brings the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Rebbeim, and his chaverim, all learning, stay up through the night in Bnei Brak, right? Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe, so to speak, of Torah Shel Bal Peh. All the Mishnayos come from his Talmidim. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva took from his Rebbeim and gave it over. Rabbi Akiva was compared to Moshe. Rabbi Akiva still told over the story of the Haggadah through the night. Now, I always say at my personal Seder, actually a few of you on this have been at my Seder, so if it rings a bell, it's because I said it every year, that Amunah, that the main thing of the tongue of the Haggadah, over Matzal, Salman, Mashkech, Alech, Matzal, and others brings down, is about Amunah, is faith. Faith is not knowledge. It's taking what's here to here. It's boundless how much faith a person can have. And really, the levels of Amunah, the telling over the Haggadah, the main thing is that there's on balanced amounts of Amunah, of faith in Yirat Shamayim, a person can have in Hashem. Obviously, there's depths of Torah and understanding as well, but the Amunah in particular, you know, there's no two people who are alike. And there's the God says, V'chal marvelous Sabbath Mitzvah Mitzrayim, and the more you say, the arayz and meshubach, the better it is. Yesh Levayer being Zeh Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If they're saying, what is the Pnimiyas HaMetzah? What's the inner understanding of why even the greatest gedolim, even the greatest sages who knew the story backwards and forwards and all, why the whole night they would stay up and say it. Kamoken, maza, and more than that, what's particular about this mitzvah? Shekal marbe, the more you say, it's praised. Filot matzinu, we don't find this anywhere else. Right? You did your mitzvah, but the more you do it, the better it is. You know, where is that? We don't find it anywhere else. Means there's the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah, you're done, right? You know, the merrier, right? Now you may want to shake your lulav some more, but you're done after you shook your lulav. Now it's minhagim, whatever. But the mitzvah is done. Then, right? I mean, the sukkah, every second you have a mitzvah, unless you have a Torah. But other things, you do the mitzvah, you're done. You don't. It's not in you to do it. You light 15 Chanukah menorahs, you light one menorah, you're done, right? In fact, certain mitzvahs, if you do more of it, you could be over adding Baal Tosef. For example, Kriya Shema, you read Kriya Shema once, Shema at night, he gets Shema, you're done. Shofar, you blow shofar. Now you have a suffix in the morning. I mean, it's a chvegans on the call, right? You can do a little more, you know, here in Chicago, they do the brisket tkiyas, which is like a blend that after all davening, people want to stay extra. They do them because there's a sheet that the Chabrisra held. But Etzin, you do the shofar, you don't come in the afternoon and blow it again unless someone didn't hear it. And you're done with the shofar. You're a Megillah. You're done. Kazayis Matzah, by the way, Kazayis Matzah. So we don't say call Marvin Meshavach. If you're Kazayis, you're done. Now, if you want to be a bigger shear because you're Mesopic, fine, but you're done when you're done. You don't go back to the mitzvahs time after time. Gam be'in yitzis Mitzrayim, yish mitzvah b'chol yom. We know, by the way, every day I have my 10 o'clock Chicago time, 8 o'clock San Jose time. I said Shema. And every day you read Shema, right? Every single day. And in Shema, what do you say in the third paragraph? L'man tizkir shem tizkir meretzayim b'chol yom echa. You should remember. Remember that we left Egypt all the days of our lives. Shemekayam en oiso. To remember, last week, I'm not going to get too detailed into this, somebody asked me to meet with a younger professional who has lots of questions about Judaism, about faith, and, you know, we went, it was about, I don't know, an hour or 15 minute conversation, and his problem was not his questions were really his answers for his life on many levels. He'd have real questions and some good questions, but at some level it's more of an answer for him. But without a Seder, you can't make up a Seder. Right? You can't make up that the Jewish people all left Egypt. I try to explain to him, like, there's no, Jewish people say we all left Egypt. Right? You can't make that up. It means Yiddishkeit, Judaism, is a religion of mass revelations. So of course you could. So I said, really, it's very interesting. All Jewish, besides the fact that obviously the Seder is time immemorial, even as I told this Jew, struggling Jew, I mean, even the Gaisha Bible, the Christian book, The Last Supper, was a Seder, saying they had a Seder, right? It's not like, there's no historical anomaly, but the Seder is that all Jews left, all. It's not like Ashkenazi Jews, Sephardi Jews, Hasid. All Jews left Egypt. So you can't make that. In fact, not only that, we have every day. In Shema, we say it every day. In Kiddush, we say it. In Davening, we say it. We left Egypt. Like, you cannot make this up. Right? It's like, you know, you should know, I told him, there was never even a debate in Judaism ever about it. Right? You find nothing, there's no discussion, no debate. Even, we know that Josephus wrote a book called Against Apion, because Apion, this Greek-Egyptian anti-Semite, had an anti-Semitic book against the Jews. Anti-Semitism is not new. this is Josephus writing this book against Apion. And in his book, he goes ahead and Apion talks how the Jews bankrupted Egypt when they left Egypt. They left, right? Right, he's talking about, as an Egyptian, how the Jews bankrupted Egypt as we left Egypt, and you know, how bad the Jews are, etc. Right, a Seder, we remember, but my point was not to tell that whole story. But we constantly remember Mitzrayim. When we present tefillin in the morning, we remember Mitzrayim. Our tzitzis in the psukim, remember Mitzrayim. Leaving Egypt. We remember the exodus from Egypt, leaving Egypt all the time. But we say every single day, we remember we left Egypt. We don't have a whole marbe haot mishabach. So why specifically on the night of Pesach, it's a kol ha-marbe ha-reiz mishabach? V'day, kosov, when a kasev rama mitzvah fagat levincha, mitzvah lahodia lebanim vafilu lo shalom. It's a mitzvah to tell over to our children. You know, it's very funny. I guess it's hashgacha. This is what I'm reading right now. I looked over early today a different piece. Okay, we're supposed to do this piece. That's very funny. So the Rambam says fagat levincha in Hilchas Chatzos. Mitzvah l'odiyah levanim v'afilu shalom, even if they don't ask, right? You should tell your children, even if they don't ask. V'igad levincha, Rambam says, shal ben aviv melamdo. Ketzad, im hayakatan, if a kid is a little kid, right? Otipesh, or someone who's slow. Amar b'nei kulanu, we were all slaves. Avadim ko shif kazu, ko evet zemet sa'amalaz, we were redeemed. Vima gadol aben, gadol v'chacham modia, mashi irulanam b'mitzrayim. As the sons, all you explain to them more. They're more savvy. They could explain the miracles more. So my own house, by the way, it's a challenge, just to share. I have, you know, the gamut of ages. I have from age 4 to 24 children. So my 4-year-old certainly can't understand, my 24-year-old understands. So I try to divide the table a little bit. Like, can I have my wife? And we have every year, we have one set of people and not, you know. So my kids, I try to divide it, kind of my wife focus on some of them, I focus on the other, and then we have group thing, you know. Because different kids understand different things. The mitzvah of begat levincha is shayachas gam kshaben gadol me'aviv v'chochma. Even if the kid, listen to this, even if your son is the yeshiva bachar and the father knows less, the kids in yeshiva, big, you know, big tamach chochom, and the father is less knowledgeable, right? A father still has to try, to the extent he can, teach his son. My inyan yesh l'saper beitzis v'tzrayim on the ben. Because what are you telling your son? This kind of son, she'en le'av klal, this kind of father, has nothing to add. He, the father, has a simple Jewish education. Every Jewish father should wish to have this. The son has less. What are you adding? K'mo kein, what's the whole mitzvah anyways of teaching your son? Shayagamba oifen, if you're not adding, right, what are we doing over here? What's the whole mitzvah of the night? Achen, al pia amor b'maimer revi de Pesach. We say on the fourth, it's a chag hamuna. V'lo ha-seder is Rosh Hashanah of Amunah, right? Pesach is the chag of Amunah. And Rosh Hashanah, the whole Pesach is Emunah, and the first night, the Seder, is Rosh Hashanah of it. Pesach is the Chag Emunah, and Rosh Hashanah is the Seder Emunah. Okay, Sacha, I want me to talk about a little bit of Emunah tonight. I did not do this when we did COVID. That much I know. That's funny. Because I mentioned, for those who are just, I didn't say this before I started, that over COVID, we did all of the Nesivah Shalom's on Emunah. Apparently I missed one. And squished in the middle of this one. V'nei kol inyan ha-mitzvah saper yitzis v'tzayim. The whole mitzvah of the night of telling yitzis mitzrayim is that we should be imbued with emunah. V'nei shloimet v'mitzvah svegat v'levincha kava terek chodesh. Right? A chodesh. Koyech iloi miyuchar ha-mesugol b'yayis l'shras emunah. A specific ability that you can't have other days there. I must say, I'm just had this conversation recently with somebody. Like every day, personally, I deal with problems. Sometimes communal problems, sometimes individual problems, sometimes school problems, sometimes other problems. If I had to pick, the most important character trait to be happy in life, to be successful in life, it's emunah. Okay? It's having. Seeing Hashem in every moment of your life empowers you to do what you need to do in this life. It empowers you not just to survive in this world, but to thrive in this world. Right? Emunah is the oxygen of the Yiddish soul. Right? That's why the whole Ten Commandments, it says that there starts with Emunah. That's why we say, Tzadik b'mnuyasiyich, at the end of time, right? Malachi says, the one mitzvah that's going to be the whole Torah that's standing is Tzadik b'emunah. If you don't have a emunah, you're disturbed by the world. A person doesn't do Torah mitzvahs the same. A person's certainly not happy. It's impossible to be truly happy in this world unless you have a emunah. There is no better time to inculcate a emunah, faith in God, right? Trust in Hashem, than Pesach. Okay, Hashem went into this. That's so funny. There is no better time. There is no better time than this. When we tell the Haggadah over to our sons, Kavak a Torah HaKadosh, the Torah says, as a Koyich Ilai. Now, the way that it works is you can get things from above, like the divine flow, so to speak, comes in. And on Pesach, and specifically the Seder, there's a divine flow where you can tap in to faith. Means, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was like this kind of, my father's a learned person. I had more learning experience at a certain point of my life. And my grandfathers were in the Holocaust. I mean, they were, but I always gained from my fathers and grandfathers. And the reason is because they saw things from their ancestors, right? From their parents. My grandfathers both grew up Hasidic Jews in Poland, and they had Siddurim. And my grandmothers, my grandmothers were more talkative. They shared with me what they did at the Seder. Right? There's a gain in connecting back to where you come from. Right? Well, the Austrian heritage. Don't forget about it. Right? You have Austrian, right? Not German. It's Austrian. Austrian. Right? Everyone is a gain that you get in that it taps into emuna. Shem shamu gamkan has sipor. They are from their ancestors. You're connecting to a chain, going back to Yetzias Hatzrayim. Right? There's an unbroken chain. Now, unfortunately, just today, I had somebody who's working the Judaism tremendously, and last year Pesach, he was at a family Seder, which was like not a Seder. he's not a fully observant Jew. And his family is very far, and the extended family is not. And we were talking about he's decided this year he's not doing that. He's not going to a place where people are on their phones or whatever that we're going on the Seder talking about the March Madness and that's you know if it's Moses, it's like some basketball, some African American basketball Moses, like his 3-point shot, like that's not what he wants, right? 3 points is a big guy, right? Who knows, a basketball or is it baseball, right? Right? At the end of the day, he's looking for more, right? So some people, their chain is very weak, but I will still say, there's always a gain because. There's almost no one today. There are four or five generations. Your grandparents or great grandparents, they saw their grandparents. Right? There's a chain. We're all part of a chain, and even people very weak are part of it. I think next week I'm gonna go back to what I want to talk about of what the night of Pesach is itself. Without the super this part, but one of the amazing things is that all Jews have it for Seder. It's like it's universal. Because that chain is very strong. We'll talk about that next week. But there's a benefit, even if you know more than your father, in the sense that you're giving over. That gives a person emuna. That bounds a person with faith. And the most important time is, and when do we pass on, when do we inculcate faith in Hashem? And by the way, it's not just in the head. We're talking about in the heart. We're talking about, when I said the Sadra Nosayicha, that a Yid lives by faith, a Jew lives, right? The Gemara says at the end of time, Tzadik v'munasayicha, that pasuk will be the essence of the Torah. You will only live in this world. It's not just physically. You can only spiritually be happy, successful, from Torah Dik in this world if you have faith. That period, the best period to inculcate such faith, such emunah, such trust and connection to Hashem is Pesach with all of the matzah and the maror in your face with the dollar crisis. It goes beyond intellect and explanations, right? But it is that time that you can get from father to son, from the chain of Yiddishkeit, the chain of Akin, even if the son knows more somehow, and the father had more opportunities, right? I mean, almost every child of a Russian Jew is, will, if they go to Jewish school, will have more opportunity than their parents, right? You know, I know many, many Bali Tshuva who were amazing people, people who became fully observant or more observant or totally observant or plus observant. They gave their kids education that they never had a chance. They were, their parents didn't know better. They're now giving their kids this kind of strong education. So of course the kids are going to know more. But there's something about a father and a grandfather. There's still limits to the father to teach the child. It's specifically, by the way, to hear from your parents. So the chance is, when I was younger, my grandfathers were at the same. My grandfathers were survivors of the Holocaust. My grandmothers were there, lived longer. They're Siddharms from my childhood. Right? And they were by their grandparents Siddharm in Poland. Right? You know, they were sitting in Poland, and I was there, you know, as kids, hearing the Seder from their grandparents. There's something that you cannot replicate. And it's in the Dover school, you also, beyond this, you should know, and she said in my Seder every year, that by Karpas, you know, many things. I eat machine matzah. I hold it on many levels. Machine matzah is better. Not like many could do and hold. There are certainly Hasidic groups that do not, they only use hand. Now, I only eat shmur matzah, so any hand machine matzah is shmur matzah. But at the Seder, because my grandparents all grew up only using hand, I only use hand at the Seder. Because the Seder is that passing down. Karpas, right, in Poland, there was only potatoes. They didn't have celery. So the widespread minig in Poland was to use potatoes for Karpas. So I actually have both at my Seder. I have, because really the Shabura says you should have greens, because Aviv is spring. So I have potatoes and I have Karpas. It's the Seder's about connecting back. We're part of this chain. So even though it happens to me now, it's raw, my parents come to me. So I saw my father's Seder, which is a tremendous opportunity in Schos. My grandfather's passed away many decades ago. But I follow that continuum, right? There is a lot to be said. But more than that, it's the faith that you get from that. When you say v'higada to levincha, it's lashon hamshacha. So, my point is, even for those who don't have your fathers or grandfathers seder, this you should know what they did. To the extent possible, you should do what they did. You're part of that chain. You're part of that connection. Hamshacha. Kamosha Mitargam Fever Im Shaku as Yais, they pulled Yosef from the boar, and he was pulled. And the idea is so Targum that is Nagidu, they pulled, Nagid is Hagada. And the point is the mitzvah of Hagada, the thing you should tell over your son at the Seder, is Hamshachas, you're pulling faith, you're giving faith. The Indian, the Sefer Oyev Yisrael, it says in Sefer Oyev Yisrael, Bebir Hagada, Yachom Rosh Chodesh. Okay, maybe we should start Rosh Chodesh Nisan's coming up next week, next Thursday, I believe, right? We should start working on Rosh Chodesh on faith. We'll make a whole thing for the Seder to have faith. No! It says, Talmud Lomer Bavur Zeh. When you have Matzah, Umar, Munach, and Lefanecha, Dafka, then I have Pesach. I remember a very passionate Zionistic Jew. I'm not going to say his name because possibly so we didn't know him. Very pro-Israel. Totally not halachic. Jew in the Bay Area. So we used to meet up with him. And he told me, it was like in February, like 2 months before Pesach, that he's having a Seder tonight. I'm like, what? Yeah, he says, child was in Asia, the Europe, whatever, not important right now. And they're not going to be here for Pesach, but they're going to be here tonight, that night. So he wants to have the Seder now. So I gently explained to him, you know, it's not really a seder. It's, don't make the extra brachas, you know, whatever. It's a mock seder. It's a mock seder. You know, in schools, we have mock seders some places. Some places, a seder, it's that night. You can't, it's when the matzah and the marm nuchal and Pesach, shebezu ha-layla, that night, you have to, miskalo or ha-seichal ha-emes ha-muno. You have to have, this guy today, you know, who last Pesach was very disappointed, he felt a loss. But it's not just for this guy whose cousins are smoking or having cousin phones or March Madness at the Seder. If we don't seize the opportunity, we're losing out. You have to plan the Seder accordingly. I always told people all the time, I read this question about eating out, doing this, I said, ask yourself where you'll have the best Seder. Same thing about Shana Yom Kippur, by the way. I'm not, we're talking about the Seder. But the Seder, you know, you ask yourself, what will be, what's your best Seder? Right? This night, Miskala Ora Seichla Emes Amuna, it's a night of the of Emes, of truth, of faith. It's there. It's there. Kol Zeri Yisrael, for every year to tap into. Ask Yisapa Levno, and that night, when you tell her to your child, you have to believe with all his heart. Actually, this person today, the original, I told them that this person put a lot of effort last year. That's why they're disappointed to work on the Haggadah. Again, this person grew up reform completely. And not when I met him, he was reform, essentially. To his credit, he came up a very, very long way. But he used to prepare for the Seder. He didn't walk in the Seder cold. Just walk into the Seder and think, you know, if you have a business deal, you have a log, you know, you don't walk in cold, you prepare. You have an interview, and there's a topic to discuss, you prepare. Right? That's why we're doing this now, by the way. We're doing this now because we want to be more prepared. But even a father or whoever's leading the Seder, or if you want to be part of the Seder, you prepare ahead of time. Varam kasa v'haydin, the komishol omer shloshet v'arlam, so you'll say three things. On the night of Pesach, lo yatzu dechavos, you're not your full obligation. Ve'elohem, what are they? Pesach, matzah, umar. Right? Those three things. Ve'hilcha sipur tzitzar, you have to actually point out the mitzvahs. Mashmash, in a pirish lo yatzu dechavos, Pesach, matzah, el shlo yatzah, you'll get the mitzvah of sipur tzitzar. And it brings down the Mabit in the Sefer Kiryat Sefer, says, these three things, having Pesach, today we don't have the Korban Pesach, we only have a remembrance of that, the bone on the table, the Zraya on the table, and the Matzah, and the Mar we have on the table, they are part of the mitzvah of telling over the story of leaving Egypt. Oyer Kasef HaRambam, says Rambam, Shemchol Dor V'Dor, Rambam also says, every generation, means when we go to the Seder, first and second night, the whole door of the door, and every generation, Chayiv Odom, Laharis Es Atzmo, Kilhu Be'atzmo, Yatza'atar, right now, we're leaving Egypt. And I've said this previously, our personal Egypt are our boundaries. Mitzrayim comes from Mitzar. It comes from the things we struggle with. It comes from the things which lock us in spiritually, negative emotionally in life, right? Whether it's on a personal level or interpersonal level, some people have fears of advancement in Yiddishkeit. I don't know if my daughter is doing this for my birthday. I know she reached out to some people. I don't know who she reached out to. Someone said to this, I remember telling them that she wrote like a little book because it's more monumental, but that I told them years ago, and they're still working on this, there are two secrets of life. Change is hard, but it's possible. And never have expectations of people. It means if you're waiting for people's okay, or love, or thankfulness, you'll be very disappointed in life. Don't expect it, you'll be happier. Right? We all have that fear of like change in certain areas of life. Pesach is a time where we can free ourselves. Right, we all know things, certain things we should work on. So, like today, internet for a lot of people are addicted. right? They can't get off of it. Like, they don't learn. They see things inappropriate. Or other people, it's laziness. What a million things. But on Maya Pesach, you have to free yourself. You got to get out of your own personal Mitzrayim and the Jewish people. That's part of Hagat Levincha. You should know that we're never stuck. When you believe in Hashem, all is possible. All is possible when you believe in Hashem. Things you can never even have imagined are possible. La Machesha Eitzes Maisa, and it wasn't just a one-time event. This is important. Mitzias Mitzrayim is every year. When we come to the night of the Seder, every year that spiritual flow, so to speak, from above is there. Vini Isa Shakash Baruch Hu brings down the Shabaruch Hu, so to speak, this is not literal, keeps the Torah himself. And therefore, Shekhaim im kol echad ma'itano mitzvah hagat levincha. And he, so to speak, Hashem teaches us. If we take this Seder, this is a real chassidish idea, we take this Seder, Hashem is also teaching. We're children of Hashem. Right? We're children of Hashem. I'll never forget this. I had a Seder my first year in San Jose, and there was a Russian Jew who came and told me it was the first Seder of their life. They were all elderly. They don't live in San Jose anymore. It was the first Seder of their life. Right? They never had a father or mother told them things. That chain was broken by Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin. But Hashem is their father. A Yid comes to the Seder, they learn from Hashem itself. Right? It's there. Which means that for whatever reason, somebody's stuck somewhere and they don't have a Seder, and they have a Seder by themselves. They will, if they take that Seder seriously, they'll get it from Hashem, the Emunah. Hashem will give them the Emunah if they take it seriously. Hashem will give them the redemption that they were looking for. That's why it's so important. It's so chashev. Even the great sages, the greatest Talmudic sages, would stay up the entire night. They knew kol haTorah kulo, the entire Torah. They did actually say Hashem. It's so happy this night, of Zara says, with the Sipur Mitzrayim. Ki b'layla hazeh nimshachas hashpa emuna, not just for that night, for the whole year. K'ma asher mashas yoyser v'yoyser v'yoyser b'muna zayi v'shom. You want to walk in this world and live a life close to Hashem. You want to live a happy life to know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, every little thing in this world, every iota that you deal with, it's nothing. There's no one who can hurt you. There's no one who can touch you. That if you're born into a certain family, into a certain time, a certain place, of course, we must do our due diligence. It says we have to change ourselves. But this is not from Hashem. Right? The time to bang that in, the time to absorb that, you know, not intellectually, but emotionally, part of the person's gut is Pesach. And therefore, the more you do it, actually, it's kind of what I said earlier, the more emuna you have, you'll change the rest of your life. It means this is not just academics, intellectual chalil to call Torah academics. It's not just knowledge. It's not even just depth of understanding. We're talking the more you talk, the more close you are, your emuna is to your soul. There's a maisa with the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Chassidus, Alish Kafiro, Kafri, a villager, a simple villager, Shemiris Ha'agadah Shalom B'Lil HaSeder, Haisa Chashivis. He heard that this villagers, this guy who barely knew anything, his Haggadah was as great as the Baal Shem Tov's. V'halach, the Baal Shem Tov, what is this simple person, why is his Haggadah so special? Why is it so precious? Like, you know, whatever the Baal Shem Tov is, a Bucky in Kabbalah, why is it equatable? The Sipilo, so you want to ask him. Baal Shem Tov was a person of truth. You want to understand this. The Sipilo Isaac Fari, Kafri, this person, this simple villager, peasant person, said to the Jewish peasant, Ma tzarech lasos, But let's say, what did he do? Elik Shabbat Mesik Lebeiso. He says, he's all excited. He comes back from the Seder. And he tells his family members, Melech Paro, the King Paro, Yamach Shemo, should be cursed. She'aslan at Saras Rabbos. He did terrible things to us, and Hashem saved us. And then I drink, I drink it with the first cup, and then I say again how bad Paro was, and I do the second cup, and then the third and the fourth, and I'm so happy for this. Vahan means he walked out, you know, with this non-learned person with burning faith, because he understood the essence of the night, what the night is. So the first point is to stress is that we gain emuna, right? If we take it seriously. So what, just a takeaway point right here, because I told this person this morning without not doing any of this, we're learning something else. Is you gotta come to the Seder realizing what's at stake. The biggest loss is we all know Pesach. You know, we have Passover, we have traditions, it's the night we stay up, you know, friends get together, or more, you know, from, we know it's a serious moment. We have to know what's at stake. It's Emuna. Our Emuna for the year. It's the Rosh Hashanah of Emuna. And the more people rush to the Seder, the Emuna is not to be eating the matzah. It's part of it, by the way. It's not even seeing the how, it's also part of it. You gotta think what the message is. Yeah, it's part of understanding how Hashem runs the world. All the makas were that. All the plagues were that. Our situation in Mitzrayim, which looked terrible, was that. You know, somebody just asked me as I left the shul, you know, saying all this tell me we're winning. I said, you understand, my friend. This war right now, if Iran could go a million ways. You could win the battle, lose the war, right? Very possible that if the war ends without conclusion, you know, you'll have a lot of angry people. You'll have a battered Iran, but they may come back, right? They're not, let me explain to you something. Germany was crushed in World War I, and within a few years, they rebuilt themselves, okay? There's a lot to die for right now. This is a lot. I mean, you can't walk in Santa Ana Road, you have to be careful, I have an understanding. It's not a joke. I'm not saying it's serious stuff. We live in a crazy world. I mean, but a yid, a munah, you can deal with it all. Right? The person could deal with it all if you have faith. And our chance to bang that in is the night of Pesach. Let's do a little more and then we'll hold. Vishnu Oyvibira Indian, Amyuch Shisha Pesach, Tavlech Velo Matsinu, Kamashar Yamim Toivim, Shem Mitsuva Sipur is Kokilonami. You don't see this by other Nisim, even not other days, not a Nisim, like Mon, or the Mon in the desert, the Be'er, the Well of Miriam, or other Nisim, and other times. Even though it could, in theory, include faith, right? How much do we talk about the man? They had man every morning, every night in the desert. The Anani HaKavod, we'll talk about it in Sukkot, but it's not banged in like that. You know, the Be'er, it's not the same. And by the way, the extent that you do the Anani HaKavod, that's where Sukkot has Emuna as well. V'atam, ki b'nei Yisrael lo kiyam musak zuchonis ba'alma. We're not. We don't have remembrances. Now, I'm not going to get into a large, way bigger topic, but the Holocaust. And I'm a grandchild of four survivors. Yehuda can tell you. I speak at the Holocaust all the time. I have opportunities. But if all the Holocaust is you know, zachor, remember for the sake of remembering, it, you know, then it's a loss, and therefore. You know, if the Holocaust is a part of, which is, by the way, again, this is a way larger topic. When there's a Holocaust event, I go to whatever the date is, because I think for the average Jewish secular person, there's a Jewish connection there, and it's important. But for you and I, for more knowledgeable people, the real time for the Holocaust is Tisha B'Av, because that is not just a remembrance, it's a connection to something much bigger. Okay? That is the main time. I am happy that it's a National Holocaust Day, Yom HaShoah, I got it. But it's not just the history of it. It's not just remember what happened. Again, I grew up with, named after my great-grandfathers were murdered, with grandparents who were miraculously survived the Holocaust. But in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, it's not just remembering. It's part of a bigger picture. And therefore, Eimetz goes mitzvah saper. We don't have, you know, mitzvahs to talk about tach v'tat, you know, shabtai tzvi, you know, all good or bad things that happened. But Yitzis Mitzrayim, the reason there's a mitzvah to talk about it is because it's still here. The night of the Seder, that we're tapping into the faith that's still here, right? As the Kashrus or Maggid says, Shebechol Shana Veshana. At some level, the spiritual energy, it was this year, on the same days when we left Egypt. There are people who, their redemption, their exodus from their own Mitzrayim is that night. That's their schus. V'chol Lil Pesach, we can have an apachu. Not just Purim. Even more, the night of Pesach is a night we can change your mazel from bad to good. I mean, until now, you don't understand how you get out of it. You can change it from bad to good. V'ashu Laila is a mesugol, you can literally get free from the things that lock you. And that's what we say every generation. Chayiv Adam Liras is Atzmo. Kiilu Yatsi Mitzrayim, as if they're leaving Mitzrayim. Uchayadua, and it's known. Kol Malkum Shenamer Chayiv. Anybody who says you're obligated, it means with a serious nefesh, you gotta push yourself. The bottom line is that we're not celebrating Passover, Pesach, and saying this happened to our ancestors, and that's what we're remembering. You know, Elihu Inyan Nitzchi, it's eternal. Shevichol Shana V'Shana Yitz Eitzol Hudi, they can be freed from Mitzrayim, our own personal Egypt. Besides the Jewish people's collective Egypt, I'm just going to stress, we are a miraculous people. If I didn't have Emunah, if I'm reading the tea leaves of America today and of the world, that looks really scary. Okay. You know, we're lucky Donald Trump won. Anyone who thinks it had Kamala Harris, I don't care what your political views are about economics or anything else, it would have been awful for the Jewish people. Gaza would have been awful, you know, essentially. Iran would have been awful. I shudder to think if that lady had won. I'm serious. I'm not saying she's a bad person. She just would have been terrible for us. I don't think she's ready to be president on many levels, but my point is, if you're... who knows what's next? The next election could be between AOC and J.D. Vance, who is not my ideal Republican for many reasons. Right? We live where you look at the world around us. Right? There's a lot of very concerning things. I mean, Europe is already turning, you know, demographically in a non-positive direction. So how do you live in this world? Is the mundo? Hashem watches over us. Again, watches over us individually. You can't change yourself unless you believe in Hashem, really. You can't fully be happy unless you believe in Hashem. And I mean, really, really believe. And the name of Mitzvah Yisrael is tonight. It's coming up, not too long from now. In that same spiritual aura light comes down. And the Zohar says, Hashemayim Mesaper Kfor Kel. It's literally a pasuk, but the Zohar says this thing. Minahar Kesur Saper. When you tell, usually the heavens give the glory of Hashem. The Zohar says a knech, with our sipor, when we say sipor, it's a shrine, we bring down the light. We bring it down. bringing it to our houses, bringing it to ourselves, bringing it to the Jewish people. And he says, he quotes to Moshe Medilina, in Parsha Shemini, that the reason we say on the night of Pesach, Psukei HaTorah, of Metzias Mitzrayim, is these psukim have the Kedusha of its Mitzrayim. And when we say these psukim, right, we get the Ha'aris. Okay, mitzvah alayin the sapa Metzias Mitzrayim. We should tell it over, but it's no other nisim. Because a nis, even Eliyahu on Har Carmel, right, or Joshua crossing the Nile, those were not eternal nisim. That was miracles for the moment. There's a reason why those happened. But this is eternal. And we're selling the Pesach. The reason we don't have a night of Eliyahu on Har Carmel and a night where Yeshua crossing or other miracles of the Jewish people, or we do have certain things happening at Pesach, like Sennacherib's army being killed and other miracles that happen, is because those were the light's not there. And therefore, the more you say, the more light you're bringing down. It's not just that, the more you're inculcating. The process of talking about Mitzrayim brings down that light. It's how you generate it. It's how it comes down to this world. The Alpi, and therefore, by the way, for people who need to sleep early, or don't rush. You know, sometimes I see people rushing through davening. It hurts me. I know people who have real issues, right? And the very often, if they just get Hashem's bracha, benching, Birchas HaMazon, you know. But this is the Seder. V'alpi amar yesh afarshu shagada, b'chol dor v'dor achai v'adun liras es atzmo. Ki'ilu hu yatsam insayim shumavat l'gbim ahu, that we left, k'avor zeh, our things, ha'kavana shagam inyan zeh gufo kolo, b'mit zligat l'vincha, sh'tisapelo, you should tell your child, you know, when you're giving the message to God, you want to learn Pesach correctly. This is what Hashem did for me, not just for our ancestors, 3,300 years ago. For me, it's every teach yourself, teach your children, teach others. This is eternal Mitzrayim. But let's say about Vaygal or something. Even us, Hashem redeemed. Eli Nitzchis Miskadesh B'Chol Dor B'Chol Shem B'Leila Hazeh. And that's what Adam says, we have to see ourselves. It really goes on a little more, more whole turn gets late. Obviously, Hashem wanted me to do this piece. I think for ourselves, we have to, you know, look at not just the night of Pesach. This gives an appreciation for how halig, how holy, what an opportunity the night of Pesach is. The Seder, not about what you eat there, whether you have meatballs or, you know, or your favorite goat, non-gabracht, or whatever matzah meal kugel that you have, right? That's not what you should be looking forward to, or whether you had papa matzah, lekwa matzah, chabur matzah, that's all nice and dandy, and there's certainly good things. But the opportunity is emuna. It's to have faith in Hashem, faith in ourselves that we can change, the faith that we can connect to Hashem, to take advantage. Well, the only way that will truly happen, step one is what we just did, is to understand it. Step two is also to the extent we did, but come prepared. If every wedding, it's in the preparation. The success of our Seder will be, do we buy a new Haggadah or a Haggadah that we can appreciate? Did we take off the time of Erev Pesach to get ready to put our heads in the right mind? Do we pick the Seder that's best for us? Because the gain is eternal. It's throughout Pesach and throughout our lives. Okay, I'm happy we did this piece here. I know that we're doing a very different piece next week. It's actually the one right before. But I have emunah that this is what we're supposed to do today, because obviously Hashem wanted us to do this piece about having the mitzvah of Sibir Tzrayim, connecting to our fathers and our past, but building our own future, and to realize that the opportunity is here and now and only. Not 2 months before because someone's visiting, not even 5 hours before because the kids need to go to sleep early, but only that night when the matzah and maror is before us. Okay.